This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Israel Defense Minister says Hamas has lost control of Gaza. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The hospitals in the northern part of Gaza have stopped working due to lack of fuel. The United Nations says it, too, will run out of fuel or is out of fuel in Gaza, which will cause it to halt aid delivery and communications.
The trucks that will arrive starting from tomorrow, we will not simply be able to unload them because, you know, we don't have the fuel for the forklift and we do not have the fuel for the trucks that are distributing that assistance out to where the people in need are.
That's Andrea De Domenico, the head of the UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in the occupied Palestinian territory. The world is gathered in Kenya on Monday for the third round of a global treaty to get rid of plastic production. Alex Kabasu is the program director for the Circular Economy Worldwide Fund for Nature.
Can you imagine a country like Kenya, which is in the category of low medium income country, has to spend $150 to $200 to manage 1 kilo of plastic compared to a developed, wealthy country that will only need to spend $19 to manage that kilo of plastic. And most importantly, Kenya is not even on the table in terms of design and in terms of limiting the production of this plastic.
He says he hopes for something like the Paris Climate Agreement on plastic, where the world agrees to stop making it. The junta that seized power in Gabon said on Monday it aims to hold elections in August 2025. This is VOA News. The United States and South Korea have updated a bilateral security agreement to more effectively counter North Korea's evolving nuclear and missile threats. Monday's move followed high-level military talks in Seoul, where the two also discussed enhancing three-way defense exercises with Japan and improving information sharing on North Korean missile launches. Here's U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
Our deterrence commitment to the ROK remains ironclad. That includes the full range of our nuclear, conventional, and missile defense capabilities. And today, during the security consultative meeting, Minister Shin and I discussed shared opportunities to strengthen the alliance even further.
They also talked about how the allies could coordinate over broader geopolitical issues, including Russia's war on Ukraine and China's regional assertiveness. 900 earthquakes hit southern Iceland on Monday, adding to the tens of thousands of earthquakes that have rattled the region in recent weeks as the country braces for what could become a significant volcanic eruption.
I came just in the house and there was a huge earthquake over 4. And like 2 minutes later, there was another one, maybe even bigger. And then a minute later again. And it was like, what is happening?
Hans Vera, among the 4,000 people who were evacuated over the weekend, as authorities feared that molten rock would rise to the surface of the earth and potentially hit a coastal town and a geothermal power station. Romania has opened an F-16 pilot training hub that will ultimately be used by Ukrainian pilots. Here's Dutch Defense Minister Kaja Ollegren.
They have to have trained pilots. They have to know how to do the maintenance, which means they have to have maintenance personnel. They have to have the infrastructure in place. And we also have to coordinate this with our partner, also, of course, with the United States, because it's an American capability.
There is no timetable for the F-16s to go into service in the Ukraine-Russian war. Big announcement from the CEO of Emirates Airlines at the Dubai Air Show.
Emirates is placing an order for additional wide-body aircraft with Boeing worth $52 billion.
The Emirates deal is for 90 Boeing 777 jets and 5 787 Dreamliners. Its low-cost carrier, Fly Dubai, is also putting in an order worth another $11 billion for an additional 30 Dreamliners. Scott Walterman, VOA News.